The Middle Eastern nation of Yemen isn't a particularly large country. It's not the region's most influential country. How might it become the battlefield for a proxy war? Hi, I'm Carl Azuz for CNN Student News. That's what's first up this Thursday, April 2nd. The United Nations says Yemen is on the brink of falling apart. The Houthis, a Yemeni rebel group, took over the government earlier this year. Saudi Arabia is leading a coalition of nearby countries in airstrikes against the Houthis. Some of them have been killed. Some civilians have been killed. The Houthi rebel leader refuses to surrender, and the country's become a focus of international concern. What happens here and who winds up in charge of Yemen after the violence settles could shape the religious and political future of the Middle East.
Yemen is home to about 26 million people. It doesn't have many natural resources, so accordingly it is one of the poorest Arab states. So why are so many other nations interested in the rebels there who have attacked the government? And why has a coalition of other Arab nations put together a military force to fight those rebels? Three big reasons. First of all, this is a religious conflict. The rebels are Shiites. The government they pushed out there was Sunni. Many of the nations out here have mixes of Sunnis and Shiites in them. Any way that this conflict plays out has a chance of affecting the overall mix and influence of those religions here. It's all Islam, but there is still a power struggle going on. Secondly, this is a proxy war between two very big powers, Saudi Arabia, just to the north of Yemen there, and Iran over here. Again, Iran is Shiite, Saudi Arabia is Sunni. However this plays out in Yemen will have an impact on who is seen as the victor here and what sort of influence they continue to have in that region. And lastly, this conflict has put the United States in a very peculiar position at a sensitive time. Remember, Saudi Arabia is a longtime partner of the United States, an ally. But if the U.S. backs them too much, it could upset these delicate talks going on with Iran over its nuclear program. On top of all of that, Yemen has long been home to Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and all of this is happening at a time when the United States and other Western powers want allies there against Al-Qaeda, against ISIS, and against other terrorist groups. All of that has made Yemen not merely a flashpoint now, but a global focal point.
Time for the shout-out. Which of these inventions was made during the Middle Ages? If you think you know it, shout it out. Was it the mechanical clock, eyeliner, Tesla coil, or aqueduct? You've got 3 seconds. Go. The only one of these inventions made between the years 500 AD and the Renaissance was the mechanical clock. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.